Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota-Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you. Today we're going to talk about utilizing the God qualities of divine will and power. Divine will and power reflect the qualities of the first solar aspect of deity. And this is very important light from the very heart of God to assist us during these momentous times. This light from the very heart of God pulsates with the harmonious qualities of the masculine polarity of our Father God. At this time, we're being given the opportunity to transcend the misqualified masculine energies of aggression and abuse of power that exist at some level within each of us. Because of miraculous changes that are taking place, we now have the ability to transform the fallen masculine nature within us into the divine masculine, the full momentum of our Father God, which expresses the harmony and balance of our Father God's will and power. As you listen to this program today, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this online broadcast with you. Together through our collective consciousness, we are co-creating a chalice of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this sweet earth. We're going to be functioning in the eternal moment of now. So that means that whether you're tuning in with us live or you're listening to this program through our on-demand archive service, your magnificent light is being added to our unified chalice. Your love and all of your sacred gifts are being woven into this force field of light by your mighty I Am Presence, your true God Self. Through this unique opportunity, you will be able to bless humanity and all life, and we will work together to heal the maladies manifesting in your life and on the planet. I will be sharing life-transforming information from on high during this radio program, but I don't want you to ever accept anything as truth just because someone told you it is true. Please listen to this information as food for thought. Take it into your heart and ask your I Am Presence to reveal to you how this sacred knowledge will assist you in improving the quality of your life. Now, as we begin this special time together, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra, which is now pulsating in a fifth-dimensional frequency of divine love, opening to full breath. Experience this infinite love of God flowing through your heart flame into the heart flames of every man, woman, and child on earth. Know that as the love of God lifts you up, all life is being lifted up with you. The enlightening information we are going to explore today is being given to humanity by the beings of light in the realms of truth. The divine intent of these celestial sharings is to give each of us greater clarity and understanding as we progress through this wondrous but extremely challenging time on earth. Remember, the past is over, and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So be here now. When we talk about the divine will and power of our Father God, it is important for us to realize that the will of God is perfection in all things. Throughout the history of time, there has been much written about the will of God. We often use this term to express the painful things that are occurring in our lives that we don't understand, and we use it to justify the atrocities taking place in the world. In the teachings available on earth, the will of God is so immersed in religious rhetoric and human conjecture that it is probably one of the most misunderstood aspects of deity. As we proceed into the dawning age of wisdom and enlightenment, greater understanding is now filtering into our consciousness from the realms of illumined truth. And the true meaning of God's will is beginning to reveal itself to all of us. In order for us to grasp the real meaning of God's will, it's important that we first understand with greater clarity the meaning of our free will. At the moment of our inception, every child of God is given the gift of free will. This occurs the instant we are breathed forth from the heart of our Father, Mother, God. Free will is given to each of us, so that through our own conscious choice, we will learn to become the masters of our lives and to expand the borders of the kingdom of heaven on earth. It was never part of the original divine plan for us to use our gift of free will to create anything other than good and harmony and balance. Never was it the intent of our Father, Mother, God that humanity would use our free will to create chaos or confusion, disease, poverty, war, lack, limitation, fear, hatred, and every other form of our grossly misqualified energy, which we now see surfacing all over the world. This discord has become so prevalent on earth that we have actually deceived ourselves into accepting that it is just a normal part of life. And even worse, we often attribute this duality to, of all things, God's will. The duality of good and evil has become such an obvious part of our earthly existence that we have even gone to this extreme of believing that both of these polarities are necessary and that without evil we cannot experience good. The Company of Heaven has said that this is by far the most destructive belief system that we can have. Our thoughts are creative. And as long as we believe that good cannot exist without evil, we will continually create and perpetuate the negativity that is now existing on earth. The reality is, the moment has arrived when the Lord's Prayer is being brought to fruition. In that sacred invocation, there is a statement that says, "Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." These are the end times, and we are co-creating the new earth. Thy kingdom is coming, and Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The frequencies of discord and disintegration now existing on earth do not exist in the heavenly realms of light. Nothing less than perfection, which is God's will, manifests in these higher celestial realms. That is the divine heritage of earth as we ascend up the spiral of evolution into the fifth dimension. This is what we are being called to use our free will for now, to co-create the patterns of perfection for the new earth. We're all familiar with the biblical allegory of Adam and Eve, which symbolically reflects this truth. The Garden of Eden, which was earth, was created to sustain human life in the most glorious way possible, so that everything that we would need to sustain our physical bodies would be provided by the elemental kingdom. Everything that humanity, which is represented by Adam and Eve, needs to survive in total harmony, was provided by the kingdom of nature and the elemental kingdom. The gift of free will was given to us so that humanity would choose each day how we would use our precious gift of life through our free will. How today shall I use my free will to create new patterns of perfection, to expand the borders of the kingdom of heaven on earth? How today shall I express God's will, God's love, God's truth, God's wisdom, God's power in my earthly experiences. How today shall I use my thoughts, words, actions, and feelings to add to the light of the world? In all of that perfection that we had in the beginning, which we have called the Garden of Eden, there was only one admonition that was given to us by our Father, Mother, God, so that we would be able to sustain those levels of perfection. That admonition was, do not partake of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Our Father, Mother, God know that our thoughts and feelings are creative. As long as we have no consciousness of the distorted human miscreations of disease and poverty and war and pain and suffering of all kinds, then there is no way that we would energize those thought forms and manifest that evil into the physical plane. But there was a point in time when humanity did choose to symbolically partake of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And we began experimenting with our gift of life in destructive ways. We created negative thought forms that reflected on the environment. These thought forms began to manifest in the outer world as decay. This is why it is stated that once Adam and Eve partook of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, they were banished from the Garden of Eden, and they began to experience plagues and pestilence and all manner of discord that resulted in poverty, lack, limitation, war, and all of the other maladies existing on earth now. This is what we now refer to as the fall of man. At that time, humanity became so immersed in our self-created chaos and pain that we could no longer perceive our divine purpose, which was to learn to be co-creators with our Father, Mother, God, and to learn to expand the borders of the kingdom of heaven in the physical plane of earth. As a result, we continued creating denser and denser vibrations of negativity through our misqualified thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, until we manifested such a chasm between ourselves and our knowledge of God that we felt isolated to struggle in our misery alone. We began to believe that we were the only reality, and we forgot about our Father, Mother, God. For eons of time, illumined souls have volunteered to come to earth, penetrating into the dense, humanly created veil of Maya and illusion, to bring to the mankind of earth the knowledge of God and the realization of our own divinity as beloved sons and daughters of God. Throughout history, the prophecy was made that there would come a time when humanity would once again awaken to the power within us, and that we would develop our latent abilities, remembering that we were sons and daughters of God, thus becoming the masters of our lives. We were told that this awakening would call to remembrance the vows that we took in the heart of God before even this world was, to learn to become the masters of the physical plane of earth. This awakening would allow us to remember our divine purpose and our reason for being. And paradise on earth, the Garden of Eden, would once again be reclaimed. Well, that moment has arrived. The cosmic tone has sounded, and the awakening has begun. This is the moment that we have been waiting for. Now, as we awaken to the power of God within us, we are reaching up into the octaves of illumined truth, and we're beginning to tap into the wisdom of the ages. We are clearly perceiving the reality of our true being, our mighty I Am presence. The humanly created world of illusion and limitation that we now live in is being exposed in the blazing light of truth. The light of God is pushing to the surface all of the distorted beliefs and separation to be transmuted back into light. These distorted belief systems have bound us to negativity. The truth of God's will, which is perfection for all things, is now reverberating through the conscious mind and the open heart center of every man, woman, and child. And this divine wisdom is being revealed to every aspect of life on this planet. This is pushing everything that conflicts with this divine knowledge to the surface. And the illusion of lack, limitation, poverty, aging, disease, war, pestilence, and all manner of pain and suffering is coming up in our individual lives and all over the planet, so that we can transmute these negative thought patterns from the past and heal them through the radiance of God's power and God's divine will. People everywhere are beginning to remember and to realize, as never before, the divine truth of this statement. My Father, Mother, God, and I are one. We are remembering that there is no separation, that the I Am presence within each of us is who we really are, our true God self, and that this I Am presence is our eternal point of oneness and contact with our Father, Mother, God. What is occurring now is that as the light of God enters the physical plane, at the greatly accelerated pace through our awakening and open heart centers, we are ascending into the fifth dimensional vibrations of God's will and power. Our bodies, our spheres of influence, and the planet and all her life will soon reflect the will of God, which is perfection for all things. I know from outer appearances it seems that that miraculous moment must be eons away, but that is not the case. These are the end times, the times when every world religion and every prophecy indicated that the transformation, the purification, and the ascension of this planet into the light, into the patterns of the new earth, will occur in the twinkling of an eye. The permanent golden age, heaven on earth, is being co-created right here and right now through the unified efforts of light workers all over the world and awakening humanity. As humanity uses our free will to focus on God's will and power, the patterns of perfection for the new earth are beginning to quickly manifest. It is important that we allow this truth to resonate within the divinity of our heart and awaken the realization of this knowing. The will of God is light. The will of God is good. The will of God is happiness. The will of God is grace. The will of God is peace. The will of God is purity. The will of God is balance. The will of God is health. The will of God is abundance. The will of God is kindness. The will of God is unity. The will of God is love. The will of God is perfection. It is impossible to overstate the importance of using our free will now to focus on the power of our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. We are co-creative beings, and it is time for us to give our power and attention to the will of God, which is perfection for all things. It is time for us to focus the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings on what we want to co-create in our lives and take our attention away from the things that we do not want. In modern terminology, this is being referred to as the law of attraction or the law of the circle. The law of attraction magnetizes into our lives whatever we are focusing our attention on. Therefore, if we want to experience God's will and power in our daily lives, we need to hold our attention on these divine qualities. The first solar aspect of deity reverberates with the divine qualities of God's will and power. This sacred fire from the very heart of God reverberates through the atmosphere and through our divinity within us at a frequency of beautiful sapphire blue light. It resonates through our fifth dimensional solar spine and radiates out through all 12 of our fifth dimensional solar chakras. This sapphire blue ray of God's will and power contains within it the resonance of decision and the will to do. Everything that has ever been accomplished on the physical plane of earth or in the heavenly realms has been accomplished by men and women, beings of decision. Without decision and the will to do, there is no permanence of accomplishment. Preceding all action and all manifestation, there must be the will to do within our consciousness. We can easily see how important it is for each of us to become adept at utilizing this sacred gift from God. What we will manifests. What we will to be, will be. What we will to create must manifest, for it is in alignment with divine law. Knowing this divine law, each of us should continually affirm, I will to be God in action at all times. I will to be God in action at all times. I will to be God in action at all times. We are the open doors through which the patterns of perfection for the new earth are being passed into the world of form. As the patterns of perfection expand through our consciousness, we can empower them with our heartfelt desires and feelings. Then, by making our decisions through decision and the will to do, we will precipitate them into physical manifestation for the benefit of all life. Once again, God's will for humanity is perfection, the fullness of all good, all opulence, all beauty, all peace, all freedom. The will of God must now be reflected with such strength and power into the consciousness of humanity that there will no longer be any delay in people lifting up out of the shadows of limitation and suffering. We must accept only God's will in our lives, which once again is perfection for all things. Within the power of God's will is mastery, and within the full gathered momentum of God pulsating in our hearts is the faith to attain that mastery. A faith that stands in the face of seemingly insurmountable odds. A faith that stands in the face of so-called reason. A faith that stands in the face of human appearances. Faith is a constant state of our being, every second in eternity. It is not a quality that we have to acquire. Faith already is present within each of us, within the sacred sapphire blue flame of God's will and divine power. What we do need to realize is that we have the ability to train ourselves to allow the quality of faith to sustain only those manifestations which we desire to sustain. Through our faith, we can manifest and sustain the patterns of perfection for the new earth. By having faith in these patterns and faith in their physical manifestation, we can bring them into tangible experience. At the present time, we are often holding our faith in the things that we don't want to manifest. How many of us, through the power of our attention, have placed our faith in poverty, in disease, in war, in loneliness, in pain, and suffering, and despair? Faith is self-perpetuating. The more we focus our attention on the negativity of the world, the more faith we are giving to it, and the more faith we have that it will continue. Conversely, the more we focus our attention and our faith on the will of God, the more faith we will have that God's will manifest and will become the order of the new day on planet Earth. We have the power to let go of the situations in our lives that are creating the obstacles. We need simply to adjust our consciousness, to take our faith and our attention off of the negativity, and to focus on God's will and power. We have the ability to invoke the highest good for all concerned, and then maintain the faith that it is manifesting right here and right now. Through the law of attraction, God's will be projected through our consciousness into the atomic substance of the material plane. Then our environment and life situations will be transformed. This may seem too simple and too good to be true, but it is the accurate application of the natural law of God's will and power. And this process works consistently and scientifically to the letter of that law. The wonderful thing about the law of God's will and power is that we are all subject to these special energies, regardless of whether we believe in them or not. Consequently, we don't have to have faith or accept the truth of God's will. We don't have to believe it. We don't even need to understand it. All we have to do is apply it and apply the faith that it will manifest in our lives. Our consciousness has become embedded and ingrained with so much imperfection through our life experiences that we have lost the ability to trust enough to utilize these natural laws. But the time for us to release that lack of trust is now. As we focus our attention on illumined truth and God's will and power, and hold the faith and power of our attention on these truths, our ability to interpret life and our perception of life will become more accurate. As this occurs, we are much more receptive to God's will and power. And the light of God is never again going to recede from this planet. As this profound truth truly resonates in our heart of hearts, we know that the physical manifestations of the patterns of perfection for the new earth is now inevitable. This is a profound truth. Nothing can prevent the patterns of perfection from the new earth from manifesting. The only variable is how long this is going to take. And this is up to you and me and every other awakening light worker in our dedicated, conscious effort at manifesting God's will and power through divine faith in our lives and the focus of our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. The will of God is for us to now externalize the patterns of perfection for the new earth. In order to do this, we must focus our attention on the visions, the ideas, the patterns, and the plans that have already been securely anchored in the physical plane of earth. This can be accomplished by all sincere, practical, and willing lightworkers around this world. In the flow of God's will and power, even our lower human consciousness cannot block God's first cause of perfection. We all have great momentums of good within us, which we have accumulated over eons of time through our various earthly experiences. Each of us have a different heritage that we are bringing to earth in this lifetime to offer as our service to life. Within our causal bodies, which are the storehouse of our good, we have tremendous momentums of perfection upon which we can draw now at this moment to assist us in transforming our lives as well as working toward the salvation of the planet through the process of the Earth's transformation. Each diverse human being is bringing his or her unique thread of life to weave into the tapestry of life that is forming on this planet. This is the unified purpose of this planet. In perfect harmony, awakening humanity is beginning to expand the borders of the kingdom of heaven on earth, fulfilling the Lord's Prayer tangibly, right here and right now. This unified effort is gradually revealing itself to us now. There must be a unity of purpose in the hearts of humanity in order for the earth to quickly outpicture the plan of perfection that is ordained for her. This is what the Company of Heaven is invoking the lightworkers to do at this time. A clarion call is reverberating through the conscious minds of every soul embodied on this planet. And we are now being reminded that we are the ones that we have been waiting for. In order to fulfill our unified purpose, we must be the fullness of our I Am presence. Then we will be able to bless all life, not by pressing the strength of our personal opinions and our human will on other people, but by being a clear prism, a crystal, through which the light of God will flow unobstructed to nourish humanity and every part of life through the divine sacred substance of God's will, power, and faith. We need to go within to the wellspring of our hearts and listen in the great silence for the guidance of our I Am Presence, to receive directions from our I Am Presence accurately is an accomplishment in itself. But to then draw the energies and the substance together to obey those directives involves the full momentum of the first solar aspect of deity, of God's will, power, and faith. This divine essence includes our decision and the will to do. This is the first step of our self-mastery. The first solar aspect of deity is in a unique position in the great evolutionary plan of creation, because it is the initial impulse by which the ideas born out of the heart and mind of God are given life. When we reach deep within ourselves, we realize our I Am Presence is anxiously awaiting the opportunity to express itself through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. It is time to liberate our I Am Presence into the physical world of form. Only then will we be able to reach out into the world and to fulfill our full potential as we effectively participate in the divine plan that is now unfolding. Through God's will and power, we are able to expose the world of illusions in the light of reality. This is a time of monumental change. Change of any kind, even for the better, seems to stir our individual energies, causing our outer human consciousness to resist at some level. Much of the confusion in our lives at this time is prevalent because of this resistance and our distorted perception. This is a monumental time of change, and our resistance is great. We look at our environment in the outer world, and we believe the things that we see are real. We believe that the situations and relationships occurring in our lives are just happenstance or coincidence. From these outer appearances, it looks as though we don't have any control over what is going on, and we often feel like victims. The reality is that this is the surfacing negativity from the past that is coming up to be healed and transmuted into life. At any given moment, we are a sum total of all of our earthly experiences. What is taking place in our lives and our physical environment at this moment is a reflection of our consciousness. It is so important that we really understand this. I know it sometimes is difficult to comprehend, but it is only because we have separated ourselves from our I Am Presence and from our Father, Mother, God that this seems so complicated. Just for a moment, try to disconnect from your attachment to physical matter and listen to these words with an open heart and mind. Much of the chaos humanity is experiencing is because we perceive ourselves to be an intelligence apart from God. Some of us have even gone so far as to believe that all we are is our physical body, and that that is all that exists. We have come to this conclusion because we look at the outer world and judge what we see to be real. The truth is that we are actually multidimensional beings, and the physical plane, that which we interpret through our five physical senses, is just one of the dimensions that we abide in. Our material senses, our sight, touch, sound, smell, and taste, are limited, and they view only the physical plane. Consequently, they can't give us an accurate report of who we are and our true reality. Possibly you've heard the story of the three blind men who were observing an elephant. One of the men held the tail of the elephant in his hands and said, "This elephant is long and thin like a rope." The second man felt the elephant's leg and said, "No, an elephant is round and strong like the tree of a mighty, like the trunk of a mighty tree." The third man touched the elephant's side and said, "You're both wrong. The elephant is huge and wide like a mountain." This story symbolizes what it's like for us to try and accurately evaluate the reality of who we are and our existence by using only our limited material senses. In truth, the physical plane that we think is so real is the least real of all of the dimensions that we abide in. Sometimes the physical plane is even called the world of illusion because it is so distorted. Our distorted perception of reality is a direct result of our fall from grace, which took place eons ago. This fall caused our imagined separation from God. Over eons of time, the veil of illusion surrounding the earth became denser and denser. This caused our perception to become even more distorted. Consequently, humanity clung to the material plane in an effort to maintain a sense of security. Prior to our imagined separation from God, we were very aware of the law of attraction, and we knew that we are the co-creators of the physical plane. We knew that our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings are continually being projected onto physical matter, thus manifesting in physical form as our life experiences. We realized that the law of attraction is a creative force. It is a light from the universal source of all life, our Father, Mother, God, and it flows through us constantly with every breath we take. Even though our descent into chaos caused us to lose awareness of this law of attraction, it in no way changed the reality of the law's existence or how the law affects our everyday life experiences. The law of attraction functions as follows. As light, which is our gift of life from God, flows through us, it picks up the particular vibrations of our consciousness, and it expresses those vibrations in visible form, in experiences, and in circumstances. Our consciousness is always an accumulation of all of our beliefs, thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. As the creative force of the law of attraction passes through us and picks up the vibrations of our consciousness, the synthesis of all energy vibrating there in our consciousness is projected onto physical matter. Thus, everything manifesting in our lives now, whether we are referring to our financial situation, our health, our relationships, our careers, our happiness, our success, or our peace of mind, is a result of our beliefs, our thoughts, our words, our actions, and our feelings. As long as humanity conceives that we are separate from God, we will experience the distorted conditions of matter through our lower human consciousness and our misperceptions of the physical plane and of what's real and what's true. Only when we realize our oneness with God will we once again align with God's will and power and through faith ascend out of the world of illusion. Then we will easily expand the patterns of perfection for the new earth in our everyday life experiences. Unfortunately, at this time, humanity is giving a lot of power to physical matter and what is occurring in the physical plane. We give our physical bodies power to elevate us or to bring us down. We give our bodies power to incapacitate us through sickness, poverty, unhappiness, depression, aging, and on ad infinitum. We often allow the distorted manifestation of physical matter to become our reality. We accept it as our true existence, when in truth, it is an illusion created by our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. It is time for us to realize, to remember, and to know that our bodies and physical matter are not intelligent life forms separate from God, but rather they are a mass of atomic energy that is controlled by our consciousness. Never does matter control consciousness. Our bodies and our physical environments are merely reflections of our consciousness. That is why matter cannot be changed by sheer human free will power, any more than a reflection in the mirror can be changed if we don't change the object that's causing the reflection. Presently, our worlds reflect our consciousness. And we have set about trying to change the reflection or the picture instead of changing our consciousness, which is the object that is causing the picture. This concept, again, comes from our belief in separation from God. When we actually accept our I Am presence as ourselves, and not as just some separate self that we occasionally invoke into our lives, our environment and our world will reflect an entirely new picture. Instead of disease, our I Am presence will manifest health. Instead of poverty, we will experience abundance. Instead of pain, we will have joy. The recognition of our own divinity as a beloved son or daughter of God will instantly reflect on physical matter around us and tangibly change our earthly experiences. Because all that our Father, Mother, God has is ours. This process is beyond reasoning of the outer mind. But it will be revealed to each of us as an inner knowing when we connect with our I Am presence. When we release the illusion of our separation from God and become one with our I Am presence, our power is withdrawn from the matter that we have given it to. Matter will then be known to us as a mass of atoms that is just waiting to take on our consciousness and to reflect a new image through the perfection of God's will and power. When we recognize the God within as the master of our bodies and our environment, we will experience freedom from limitation. The light of God will then transmute all of our distorted beliefs, and the separation that has bound us to negativity for eons of time will no longer exist. This is our moment. It is time for us to raise our consciousness up by accepting our I Am presence as our true God reality. We must go within and establish a loving relationship with our I Am presence, this wondrous part of ourselves that is one with God. when we recognize that we are, in truth, beloved sons and daughters of God, we begin to get a glimpse of our true potential. We then know that the will of God and the power of God are within each of us now, and we maintain the faith that this divine presence is all-knowing, all-caring, all-loving, and all-powerful. Then we will know and affirm the truth. I am the divine image of God. I am the divine image of God, manifesting perfection in my being and world. And for the children of God, everyone, everywhere, in God's supreme name, forever. Wherever I am, my very presence in the universe is a constant outpouring and release of God's will and God's power, God's life and God's light, God's truth and God's freedom. To all I contact, every day, in every way. The long-awaited moment has arrived. Humanity has now embarked on our return journey back to the will and power of our Father, Mother, God. The new age has dawned. The time long foretold by the ancient prophets when humanity will attain our victory in the light is at hand. We need only to lift up our consciousness and step through the open door into our multidimensional, multifaceted, eternal freedom. This is the age of enlightenment and wisdom, the age when our humanly created self-inflicted separation from God is being healed and our own divinity is being revealed to us. The truth is awakening within each one of us, and change is being experienced in every person on earth at a greatly accelerated pace. Transformation is occurring subtly and deeply at an atomic cellular level. The power of God is penetrating into every consciousness and every electron of precious life energy. This process of transformation has been a dormant seed in our consciousness, but it is now being activated by the tremendous influx of God's light that is flowing through our solar spine and our solar chakras. The seed of transformation is growing and expanding through this fifth dimensional solar light, and it is filling our entire being with its divine essence, lifting us up to touch the realms of illumined truth, enabling us to once and for all manifest the reality of our I Am presence and the new earth in the physical world of form. Beloved ones, it is time for us to remember these sacred truths and for us to hold this energy and this light in our hearts and our minds. I want to thank you for joining with me today for this very, very powerful opportunity for us to add to the light of the world. If you would like to contact me or would like more information, please go to our website, which is eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace.org. You may sign up for our free monthly email newsletter, where I share articles and information from the beings of light. We can also read many of the other past newsletters and articles. There's information through which you can go to our product section, and there's books and tapes and CDs and DVDs that will help you to add to the light of the world and to learn more of what is being shared with us at this time. Be sure and tune in with us next week as you join together again with lightworkers all over the world to expand our glorious chalice of light. Create a wonderful week for yourself. Utilize these gifts of God's will and power, invoking the sapphire blue ray of God's first cause of perfection. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.